King Philip Metacom, Wampanoag, 1676. Great Native American Speeches. The English who came first to this country were but a handful of people, forlorn, poor, and distressed. My father was then sachem, chief. He relieved their distresses in the most kind and hospitable manner. He gave them land to build and plant upon. He did all in his power to serve them. Others of their countrymen came and joined them. Their numbers rapidly increased. My father's counselors became uneasy and alarmed, lest, as they were possessed of firearms, which was not the case of the Indians, they should finally undertake to give law to the Indians and take from them their country. They therefore advised him to destroy them before they should become too strong and it should be too late. My father was also the father of the English. He represented to his counselors and warriors that the English knew many sciences which the Indians did not, that they improved and cultivated the earth and raised cattle and fruits, and that there was sufficient room in the country for both the English and the Indians. His advice prevailed. It was concluded to give victuals to the English. They flourished and increased. Experience taught that the advice of my father's counselor was right. By various means, they got possessed of a great part of his territory, but he still remained their friend until he died. My elder brother became sachem. They pretended to suspect him of evil designs against them. He was seized and confined and thereby thrown into sickness and died. Soon after I became sachem, they disarmed all my people. They tried my people by their own laws and assessed damages against them which they could not pay. Their land was taken. Sometimes the cattle of the English would come into the cornfields of my people, for they did not make fences like the English. I must then be seized and confined till I sold another tract of my country for satisfaction of all damages and costs. But a small part of the dominion of my ancestors remains. I am determined not to live till I have no country.